It's time for Trailer Dump, the show where we review trailers.
Yay!
Yeah.
I'm so on board with this, Frank. I'm excited to talk about some trailers.
Yeah, you sure are.
Yep. Like, are these 18-wheelers or like the standard?
It's just the fact that this opens with puns as well as reviews of commercials.
I'd like to point out that I wasn't responsible for any of those puns.
Yeah, how are you the best person behaved on this podcast? Pete and Al and Michelle and me, Frank. All right, fine, let's do this. Aladdin, the newest Aladdin trailer. Aladdin trailer 2, Electric Boogaloo. That's the only joke I got. We see a lot more of Aladdin this time. I really was not impressed with the first Aladdin trailers.
Not me either.
Where it's just like, oh, it's Agrabah. Cool. It's vaguely CGI instead of animated. Whatever. This movie, we got to see a lot more. We saw pretty much everyone, what they look like. What do we think?
I liked it. I actually like Will Smith, oddly enough. I didn't think I was going to. All
What's
right.
happening here? You like Will Smith in general or Will Smith in this?
I like Will Smith in this. I do like him in general, though.
Yeah, because Will Smith in general is that's the default what people feel. That's what they should feel.
Yeah.
But Will Smith in this, okay, cool.
Not a
and
huge fan.
And you booed Will Smith in general or Will Smith in this?
I boo Will Smith in everything except Men in Black and Fresh Prince. So.
That's way too much detail. But
speaking of which, I'd just like to say I was a little disappointed that we didn't get a joke involved. Because the thing we've got... is Aladdin wishing to be a prince in this trailer? Yeah.
Oh, there'll be a Fresh Prince joke in there somewhere. We just got to wait for the actual release, probably. They're not going to spoil that in a trailer.
I doubt that.
Yeah, I hope so.
I don't think there will be that joke. I don't think they're going to be that.
Aww.
Oh, that's interesting. I don't know how topical they'll be, because that's one of the weird things about the animated movie, was that Robin Williams was, because they couldn't control him, making a bunch of references to, like, you know, 20th century stuff. I don't know if Will Smith will get that same leeway. That's interesting.
You think they can control Will Smith?
I think you can control Will Smith. I think he's a
consummate professional. You can control him more than Robin Williams.
Yeah. Okay. That was a weird flex, but all right. Yes. I've never been a big fan of the Disney live action remakes or the CGI remakes in terms of Lion King.
Yeah.
I don't hate them. I just
neither.
I don't know. And I just
I heard Jungle Book was good.
Jungle Book was good, but like. There was no music.
Yeah, I feel like there are some that are least remake-y, and they're just like, we're just revisiting the story in a whole new way. But these are clearly the same song, same beats.
A whole new way.
Yeah, there were some things about this.
There was
movie
a giant
kind of,
Iago, though, and I thought that was pretty cool. I'd like to see a giant parrot try and kill Aladdin.
I really love the fact
like
that we
that
got that perfect.
I feel like that happened in one of the three animated Aladdins. I feel like Iago.
We don't talk the VHS, straight to VHS Aladdin movies
hey,
on this
Prince
podcast.
Prince of Thieves was good.
Yeah.
Speaking
Aladdin 4 Jafar may need glasses was excellent.
Speaking of giant parrots that threaten our heroes, Dark Phoenix.
That's not a parrot.
I beg to differ.
They've done one thing which I appreciate. They were in space, so I'm kind of happy about that. But I'm worried, but it looks good.
Yeah.
So did Age of Apocalypse, though, so...
Yeah. I feel like they might have learned from their mistakes.
You feel like this time
it only took 10 tries.
No, because I liked First Class and I liked Days of Future Past a lot. Those were two movies I really, really enjoyed. Age of Apocalypse was the only stinker, I thought. So I guess it's just relearning from your successes and, yes, also learning from
just
your
successes. Just avoid the one misstep, in your opinion.
I feel like this isn't even going to be Sophie Turner's best heel turn this year.
No.
Well, yeah, how are you?
Fair.
Really? You think it's going to be a heel turn in Game of Thrones? I don't know.
I'm with you, Pete. Absolutely. She's going to heel turn.
I don't know about heel turn.
I
just
hope
think
not.
I think maybe she's going to become super like badass, but I don't think that's necessarily
no,
like...
I'm going to be just as disappointed as Michelle when it happens, but I'm with Pete in believing it will happen.
I don't know. I feel like Arya is more likely to heel turn. This isn't what we're supposed to be talking
about. This is what we're
talking about. Anyway.
All right. So we have Hellboy. Hellboy, another trailer has finally landed the reboot, maybe, of Hellboy.
I don't
know
if it's supposed to... I can't
I think it's
I
a reboot
decide.
Because the dad is alive,
okay.
And he died in...
That movie came out in 2004. It's been 15 years.
But yeah, see, here's the thing. With
no
Hellboy,
idea.
there's no reason why this can't just be new actors playing the same characters at different times, you know?
Yeah.
I don't see the need for it, but let's not worry about whether it's a reboot or not. Let's talk about the trailer itself. We had complaints about the first time. The CGI wasn't great. The costume, the makeup, acting through that makeup seemed like it was a difficulty.
CGI's still not great.
It's stronger in most places, but in a few places you're still like, oh, whoa. That's interesting. That was a Resident Evil reshape. I don't know what happened there.
Hey, Resident Evil.
Yeah.
Guess this movie.
You know, some of it was really good.
Yeah, I didn't rewatch the original trailer right before this.
Yeah.
But to me, the voice really bothered me in the first trailer.
Yeah.
It wasn't as much a problem for me this time.
No, I think there were still a couple of the acting problems that we had talked about in the first trailer, but I feel like he, especially that end line, worked really, really well. I think he was able to nail it as time went on. I mean, there's just going to be a few scenes in the movie that aren't going to be that great.
Yeah, it's hard to say, but it's getting better. It looks better, and yeah. There are moments where I'm like, that's a great line delivered in a hilarious way. I like the actor. I really like the stuff he's been in, and I feel like he could theoretically do a good job in the role, but I guess we'll have to wait and see, although now I'm a little bit more excited. I don't want to get any more excited than this, because any more excited than this, then I'm going to watch it and be like, oh, this wasn't a roller coaster ride at every moment. Speaking of a roller coaster ride at every moment, Shazam, otherwise known as Captain Marvel, the real one, Fawcett Comics. No, Shazam. This is probably the second or third trailer.
I think. Yeah.
Yeah. I am so on board for this movie.
It really looks like
so much fun.
You will believe a teenager can punch Dr. Savannah.
Yes, it's. I don't know. I think it's. It seems like it's going to be a lot of fun. Right? It seems like it's got the Spider-Man teenager superhero thing.
Yeah.
It's got the Ant-Man of it seems like it's the first DC movie that's pure joy. I'm not saying that anything was wrong with Aquaman or whatever.
Yeah.
But this one seems like it's going to be mostly.
There was very little joy in Aquaman.
Yeah.
My thing with it is that it looks like I'm starting to get hints of what the plot of one of the plot points in this is going to be. He's like, oh, I'm sort of just showing off my powers, and my best friend / brother is like, hey, you're not being a superhero, and you gotta go relearn how to do that. And I'm like, wait a minute. I'm sorry, wasn't Billy Batson chosen for this because he's like pure of heart and awesome duder? Why does he need to go through this, like, learning phase? Like, isn't he chosen for this to begin with?
I'm not really on board with that. He's great with his powers, though. So far, the things he's practicing are how to do stuff. And not be like a klutz, right?
But, yeah, but I feel like there's definitely moments in there, like, because we definitely seems like his, again, best friend / brother, seem to, like, be disappointed in him. Not because he's not powerful, but because, like, hey, you're using your powers selfishly. And you should be doing superhero stuff. And, like, I feel like Billy Batson shouldn't need to learn that.
I guess so. I just don't know how, I think if you don't have that arc in the movie, if you tell people, it's like show, don't tell, you know? Like, if you don't just show how he is a good person and his good personness overcomes all, it gets really boring. You just have a little kid who shows up for a few minutes and then becomes a superhero.
Yeah, but like we can do that by showing how good Billy Batson is.
Let's keep arguing about this trailer and we haven't even seen the movie.
Fair, all right, fine.
All right, that's actually kind of the point of the podcast. We have another one, Nancy Drew. We saw the Nancy Drew. This is the second reboot. Was Emma Roberts in a Nancy Drew movie that I remember from
that was like a Disney Channel thing, I believe.
Oh, really? It wasn't a real movie.
I don't think it was a real movie.
So this
was one of those DCOMs, I guess.
Well, this movie is interesting. It's got the girl from It in it.
Yeah.
It seems like it's kind of funny. I think it's a property that another book based property that has a million different that you can make 10 movies. Would be amazing.
I'd be on board with it just based on this trailer. It's very vibrant and it's just high energy. And I'm like, wow, yeah, I'm into this. Whatever's going on, cool. Solve a mystery. Rewrite history. Yeah, let's do it.
Wait a minute.
DuckTales.
All right.
Whoa.
I don't think we were watching the same trailer. There was that's something different.
But, oh, okay.
All right, we're good. Let's let that go. Okay, so the last one is The Hustle.
This is one of those movies that I wouldn't go see in theaters, but I'm going to wait for it to be on Amazon and rent it for $3.99.
Really? The Hustle?
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah. Rebel Wilson and Anne Hathaway.
I just love Anne Hathaway.
Me too.
She's
a treasure.
I think the trailer looks kind of fun. I like this as a backdoor reboot, whatever, remake of Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. And I was in the theater going like, this story feels similar. And then the tagline comes up at the end where like they're dirty, rotten people or whatever it is. And I'm like, that's pretty cool. Dirty Rotten Scoundrels being itself a remake of a movie from the 60s, Bedtime Story. I did not know that until I looked this up. Yeah.
Wow.
Bedtime Story with Marlon Brando, David Niven, and Shirley Jones. It gets remade as Dirty Rotten Scoundrels with Steve Martin and Michael Caine. And then now it's The Hustle, which was originally titled Nasty Women, which I almost prefer, but I understand why they went away with that.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's actually the movie itself looks fun. I like hustle movies, scam artist movies. I like that, those kinds of films. I'm glad we get one of those, and I think I would be interested in seeing
it. Anne Hathaway looks just hysterical in it. Like, Rebel does like a lot in this. Does a lot in this movie. And
did
has
you call
a lot
her
of great
Red Bull?
No, I said Reba. And it's
okay.
Just, it's Rebel.
Like
and I'm
Reba?
Sorry.
Like Reba McEntire?
I know that's not. That's wrong.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I like it. we could try to convince her to change her name.
I feel like Anne Hathaway does a great job in this movie. And just like that laugh, or like her being able to force the tears. Like, oh my God. Like, it's just so good. It's really funny.
Yeah. For me, Red Bull Wilson. Red Bull Wilson. Yeah. I'm trying to make it stick. I think she is more. Delightful in this trailer.
Yeah.
But then again, it's a damn trailer. Why are we talking about it? All right, next up, we've got let's just deal with this one. Brightburn. It is a horror Superman movie? Is that what I'm...
Yeah, it's James Gunn's take on Superman if he was, you know, if as a child he was evil or just, you know, didn't have the Ma and Pa Kent that we all know. It still takes place in somewhere in the,
Midwest.
Yeah.
Somewhere unimportant.
Yeah.
Take that,
in
Midwestern
Brightburn.
Listeners.
It still takes place in Kansas. It's in Brightburn, Kansas, apparently.
Oh, all right. There you go.
Yeah.
I don't know. I thought it was... you know what? I think the concept's interesting, I guess. It's visually cool-looking, creepy, but I don't know if that's the kind of movie I want to see.
It looks like Mothman Begins to me.
Mothman Begins. Yeah, yeah,
like
I could see that.
This kid, just visually, the way he manifests his powers, looks like the Mothman legend. Mm.
James is here. How you doing, James?
Hey, guys. So apparently they showed the film at Cannes that the trailer is about, and it generally received some positive liking. People really seem to think that the concept that he pulls off is interesting. I'm curious because, we see a lot in this trailer, you know, and I'm just...
That's my one...
Obviously, when you have when that's the basic pitch of the concept, and then I'm kind of like, well, that's what I saw here. I'm just worried that there's, nothing more here under the surface, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm worried if the only thing left to see is really the ending, because we see a lot of just what's going to happen and how some things pan out.
Yeah, not my favorite way to do a trailer is by showing us everything.
Yeah,
shouldn't this be
questioning if he will turn evil, not that he guaranteed is.
And I guess we don't know how it.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it depends on if the movie has more to it or there's a whole nother layer to it that we're not seeing in this trailer. But then we won't know that until we see the movie, I guess,
or until we wait for other people to see the movie. And then watch it after they give their reviews.
There you go.
Like people on the Non-Productive Network. Yes, that's right. We review movies so you don't have to go out and watch them. That's bad, bad, bad slogan. Anyways, next we also... Hey, speaking of bad slogans, one summer can change everything. It sounds like a feminine hygiene
It
product.
Sounds like a romantic comedy or
it
something.
It sounds like some medication you give to your old parents so that they could just dwindle off into sleep.
Or
forever.
Camp romance.
Wow. It's also completely inaccurate. We're at summer number 3 at this point.
Yeah, it wasn't one summer. And I would argue it was the many summers beforehand.
The first summer.
I think
those weren't summers.
Though. We're talking about Stranger Things Volume 3. Or season 3. What did you think of this?
To be fair, those other ones weren't set in the summer.
All right. Yeah. Well, beyond the slogan, what do we think about this thing?
Well,
more 80s references.
Yeah, that's cool. That's certainly something. More 80s references. I'm struggling to think of something that I disliked or something that I liked.
I know. We got a couple of nods. We know that some fan favorites are coming back. Lucas's little sister is apparently going to have at least a bigger role because she is John McClaning through an air duct. what else was there? Douchebag number 2 who replaced Steve.
Actually, super excited his character's coming back.
Why?
I turned... Well, because I actually... my heart turned around in the end of the season for him when you find out his whole situation stuff. I'm really curious to see there'll be some development there.
I feel like he is not going to be redeemable. I think that's opposite of Steve, which is not a problem.
No, but, not a problem at all.
Well, I guess you're selling it. Yeah, I am invested in the character that I have feelings about him.
Yeah, I think that's what stuck out to me. Like, there were obviously a lot of great character moments in this trailer, and that's kind of what I'm invested on here in Stranger Things at this point. Don't know if I'm necessarily like excited about what's the new monster, because that's now just kind of Stranger Things thing. I'm certainly hopeful that maybe they'll make really it into something else. But you know,
I feel like it might be more of the, like, is it government?
The Hawkins lab.
I feel
like it's
going to be more of them coming after people more than a new monster.
Yeah, we saw that guy in the mirror maze with the gun.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, right?
Yeah, so, but then we also Terminator saw guy. The arm thing. Who was that in the shower? Was that...
Oh, I couldn't tell.
I couldn't tell who it is. For whatever reason, I thought it was mustachioed hunk who has a problem.
Oh, I thought
past.
It was Charlie Heaton's character.
You should probably remember character
names.
Yeah,
I don't
know
anyone's character name. Jonathan. I just know Jonathan. I thought it was Jonathan from the hair.
Yeah, makes sense.
I don't know.
So there are enough references. Seeing Eleven like partying out and listening to music and stuff. There is a lot of stuff in there that makes you like, if you have a vested interest in these characters, you want to find out more. It doesn't do the thing that Brightburn does, where it just tells you everything. I mean, we see a monster, but I could give a damn what it looks like at this point. Mm-hmm. Like,
It was Stranger Things, so we knew there was going to be a monster.
Yeah, there was going to be something. But yeah, it seems interesting. I guess my biggest thing about it is that I kind of like, this is from the first trailer we saw, the 80s mole. I do like, you know, if you're doing a period piece, and believe, yes, 80s counts as period piece now, sell it. Like, really own it. Spend a lot of time in the blockbuster, right? Don't just crash to the ceiling and then leave into any other place. Just spend time with Windows 95 is what I want from...
Windows 95 from the 80s.
Yeah, well, I'm referencing the thing.
DOS doesn't translate well on screen.
No, it does. Do it. Make it happen. I would like to see an Amiga being kicked aggressively. Like, why is this thing working?
Let's watch some Oregon Trail and
Oregon Trail.
I liked it. I think for a first trailer, this gets me interested in what the Duffer Brothers have to bring for their next to last season of Stranger Things.
Next to last? There's going to be another one after this?
They are shot these two seasons back to back.
I hope the last season is a crossover with Arrested Development. An unapologetic crossover with Arrested Development. Just like, I want them to dare people not to watch. No, you have to watch to the end, and then it makes sense. Stop. Watch it to the end.
What? Arrested Development?
All of it. All of it. You have to watch it all.
I'm
it
not
just
doing
makes
it.
It's
I definitely
perfect.
Gave up on Arrested Development.
I would love that.
Every episode of season 4 for Stranger Things is from a different character's point of view.
Yes. And then at the very end, it somehow turns out that Hydra was around. Hydra was running Hawkins the entire way. God. They're going to do the Winter Soldier in it. They were the Duffer Brothers too, right? Duffer Brothers.
No, that's the Russo brothers.
Russo brothers. Well, some brothers. Doesn't matter.
Some brothers.
As long as brothers do it.
Indeed. And I think our last trailer?
No, we have two.
No, two. Toy Story. A Story of Brotherly Love. That's the fourth Toy Story.
I mean,
it's a
no,
segue.
But yes.
It's a segue, Al. Just let it go.
Okay.
Okay.
Toy Story.
All right. But Toy Story 4, gosh.
From the Russo brothers.
No.
That would be amazing.
I will say this trailer certainly sold me on the idea that you had more ideas left in this, like, this film franchise to do.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just like, wow, this idea of sentience or sapience, I guess, and, like, you know, questioning life, like, I was meant to be a spork, and now I'm a toy. It's like, this is, wow, man, I'm existential crisis. This is pretty, it's pretty heavy. All right. Yeah.
Surprised that they actually brought that up.
And it seems to be paired with, obviously, a crisis that Woody's going through, which I think is neat, right? Woody is kind of like our rock through pretty much all the movies, even in 2, where he gets a little bit, you know, of that wavering stuff, but, it doesn't really stick. I think that'll be neat to really give, you know, the central character of Toy Story the...
Existential crisis.
Yeah.
Well, you just see so much of how Woody as a character has changed, because when you... see the first movie and he's like, oh my God, Buzz Lightyear's here. He's a threat I'm supposed to be toy number one. I'm supposed to be the most important. I'm Woody. I save everyone. And it's like, oh, yay, Woody, he's the best. Mm-hmm. And now it's like, Forky's important, and we have to protect him because he makes our child happy, and let's go get Forky and bring him back. And Forky's like, peace out, I'm going to the trash can.
That is an arc. That is definitely an arc. I would like to remind our listeners that there is a Patreon level where you will have Michelle read a book to you. In 5 minute voicemail.
5 minutes.
Voicemail.
I thought I said 10. I don't know.
It doesn't matter.
Well, however long your voicemail is.
Yeah. Until it runs out and until the book's done.
Some people have like an hour long worth of voicemail.
Wow. It's only $100.
Yeah, it's fine. It's not cheap.
Into that.
Entry level.
I've not seen any Toy Story. Oh, normally there's a shriek of horror at this point.
We've just accepted that she's done wrong.
Oh, I didn't hear what you said.
He's never seen a Toy Story.
Never seen any of them?
None of them.
I didn't watch a lot of them. Or I didn't see any of them until I was like probably like 19.
Yeah,
I've only seen one.
Yeah, and it just didn't.
Or, I don't think that came out until I was like 19.
Yeah, I'm planning on seeing it, but when I get around to it, I got so many other Pixar movies I need
to
watch.
Two wasn't that great.
Is it above or below?
Three was good.
Yeah, three was really good.
Three's amazing.
Is it above or below on your list from Benji the Hunted?
Benji the Hunted I saw in theaters. So, we're unsubscribed now.
Oh, Benji,
I
saw the dog, right? Like the little orange dog? Oh.
No, what other Benji could have we talked about? What? Is there another Benji?
No, I just want to make sure.
Is there a Transformer named Benji? No. There probably is. There probably is some terrible German Transformer.
Benji.
I'm Benji.
Benji.
I'll turn into a...
Well, there is a Transformer named Kirk, so all we know.
Yeah.
You guys are all the worst.
Thank you. And speaking of the worst, we leave the worst to last. Endgame came out.
Avengers Endgame.
Yeah, all right, fine. Oh, no.
As opposed to the other Avengers.
Not Benji Endgame. Just in case you were wondering.
The culmination of the Benji universe.
Endgame. The Russo brothers direct Benji Endgame. Actually, Sporky from Toy Story, voiced by the gentleman who is
Buster.
Buster Bluth from Arrested Development. So part of that cinematic universe I'm building. Watch it all. Anyways, back to the...
How does that tie into Stranger Things?
Shut up.
And sentient fork, creature from...
Oh my God, what
it writes itself.
Yep.
Lassie versus Rin Tin Tin.
Avengers what? Lassie versus Rin Tin Tin. Endgame.
I'm torn on this because I like it to an extent, but I also feel like it has followed the consistency of the other Endgame trailers and told me nothing about the film.
Yeah, you're gonna see it. That's why you don't need to know anything.
This is my problem though, is that we were talking about this when we reviewed Captain Marvel, about how your feelings can influence how you see the film before you go into it and whatnot. Right. And watching this trailer and how cagey it has been in what the plot is has made me very apprehensive. Because I'm like, why aren't you telling me about the plot? Are you not proud of it? Are you worried about my reaction to it?
I'm gonna talk you down from the ledge on this.
I don't know. This movie makes me nervous too.
Let me talk him up there a little higher so you have a little more work to do.
Good.
So specifically, the Russo brothers in an interview recently when this trailer came out said that, oh, we're being intentionally misleading with all the trailers. Like things are out of order. There's some stuff missing. There's, we've edited clips. Like the whole kit and caboodle, full on conspiracy. Go for it.
That's annoying.
Ugh.
It's just like how they edit the Bachelor episode previews. God.
It's literally the same thing.
It is. Frustrating.
There are these whole videos, and I haven't really watched
them. You know
what
takes down Thanos? The Bachelor.
The Bachelor.
True love. You just give him a rose. That's all he wants.
Can we have the Thanos season of The Bachelor? I'm in.
First thing he does, half the audience. Good night, everybody. We're done. We're not going to get a better lot. No. All right. Yes. You have worries.
Yeah,
no.
I'm concerned. I'm just like, and I get that, like, I get that there's whole videos made about, like, and James telling me the editing and none of this is real. It's like, there's whole videos made about, like, oh, if you follow Black Widow's hair color throughout the trailers, like, you can see where the timeline.
Yeah, that's
and
just
I'm like,
people trying to
I don't want
to
do that.
Like, why do you, like, I don't care about, like, I mean,
no,
I care to an extent, but also, like.
I can't even allow this to be mentioned on a show like Trailer Dump. I know that the world is full of people who now do reviews of commercials, but we did it first and with less desire to do it.
Yeah,
so
fair.
We are the leader. In making nonsense clickbait.
Oh, no, the leader actually, that was a plot line that didn't go anywhere.
So we do not care at all. What if it's all about leader? Leader from The Incredible Hulk. That's right.
Like he finally comes back and it's like, awesome. Oh, hey, guys.
No. Remember me?
No.
No.
Oh, forget it.
I actually, what I do want to know from the Avengers Endgame trailer is what does Black Widow think she's doing with that handgun?
Or why
that she's practicing with.
Why is Hawkeye such an amazing, like, such an integral part of this trailer? He went from not in the movie at all, and we don't even address why, to, well, we kind of address why, to being like, no, this is all going to be, this is a very Hawkeye-heavy movie. So what I like about the trailer, just because we didn't even really go through it, I like the nods. I like the clips from older movies.
I
like the honoring the 10 years plus of Marvel Cinematic Universe. I think that was really well done. And I like the elevating of stakes to make you feel like, all right, this is the original Avengers back on the saddle, which is why we have Hawkeye, of course. And saying that this is going to be maybe our last hurrah. This is going to be something that's very significant for us. I'm not worried about Endgame. And I'm not, because I don't think they would have put this much effort into building the story that they built without knowing where it was going.
Yeah.
I'd be a little bit more suspicious of a totally new film or what have you, because you never know if they even know what they're doing right. But I have a pretty strong feeling that they know what they're doing in this. I don't like all the misdirection and stuff. I don't think it's necessary, but people have become so obsessed. Maybe it is. What I'm missing from all the trailers, and maybe that's a good thing, and what I'm missing from all the conversation about Endgame is, what the hell's the point? Because we get this distinct feeling that they're doing something, right? It's a movie. Of course they're going to do something. But are they just going for revenge? Here's the things we know kind of happen, assuming there isn't a ridiculous amount of conspiracy, which apparently there is. One, at some point Nebula and Tony get back with the crew because they're all together. Maybe that was all CGI'd in afterwards. Maybe they literally spend no time together in the movie. I doubt that. Maybe that happens in the last scene in the movie, like all of Thor with his God of Axes scene when he shows up at the very end.
But he had a hammer.
Boo. This time. So we know Thor gets a hammer of some sort, as long as that wasn't completely messed with in CGI.
It's actually a flashback.
Yeah, it's a flashback.
Yeah,
And we also know that it seems as if we get Scott getting out of the quantum zone by like jumping from increasingly bigger things. It looks like that's what that sequence was. We also have to assume, because of the name of the thing and because of the whole point of storytelling, there is an endgame. There's something that they're going to do. But we have nothing
in-universe
at all to tell us that there's any hope other than them going there to beat up, beat up a dying old man.
Yeah, I mean,
which I am on board for. If it's just like Thanos is on a planet, he's suffering from chest wounds, let's go beat him up. I'm good.
I mean, you know, the only thing we even have writing off of the last movie is like, you know, the kind of like vague theory that Doctor Strange like thought it had to happen this way so that they could beat Thanos. But there's no clue as to how or why.
Yeah, nothing. So we don't know what this movie's going to be about, but that could be fun as the opposite of Brightburn.
Yeah, I will say we might be saying goodbye to some of our favorite characters here, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like we have confirmation this is Chris Evans' last film, though.
Well, not exactly.
Yeah, we just have confirmation that their contracts are up. They don't necessarily have any agreements to be in other movies.
Yeah, I mean, technically, Robert Downey Jr.'s original contract was up after the second Avengers film, and they hadn't re-signed until. I think right before Civil War.
Yeah. So you never know, which is great.
Yeah, it's fair.
That's a good way to keep us guessing in a world where we know too much about the background of these movies. But it's also... I said a crying. It's possible.
It's just so much.
He may never see Gwyneth Paltrow.
No.
Leader. He may never show up. What if he shows up just to die? Would you be okay with that?
I'd be weirded out, but I'd be like, well, at least that went somewhere.
I'm the leader. Dead.
like, if in the absence while they're leading up to go save everybody, like, all of a sudden some random supervillains show up.
Oh, no, I prefer what Pete said, dusted. So we just have, like, obvious footage from earlier movies where characters that we don't really know what happened to them
are there dusted.
And they get, like, very badly pixelated and CGI'd away. So, like, oh, that's it. They all died. That's what happened.
This guy also died.
Yeah.
Only he doesn't come back.
Ben Kingsley going away.
Oh, God. Not even his character.
Oh, no, no, no. It wouldn't be his character.
I am so
actor
curious
Ben's
about
Kingsley.
I kind of do wish we had kept up with that and seen where that went after, was it Hail to the Chief or whatever it was?
Yeah.
That? Yeah.
Or Hail to the King, I think.
And they stopped making one shots after that, so.
That's a shame. Oh, yeah. Those were fun.
That's the one thing you're just going to have to get used to I think the new MCU, where some things are brought up, but they're never. Actually, it's not even the new, the always MCU.
Yeah.
You were talking about the Human Torch showing up a little bit in Captain America.
First Avenger.
The reality is it's kind of always a problem with long-form storytelling, right? So when we're thinking about television shows and things like that, there's always those couple of plot lines from season one that never go anywhere because, you know, somebody didn't stick around or it just wasn't feeling it. It just wasn't feeling right for the show.
Are you still doing this?
Frank's resorted to drinking. He's just in such sorrow.
He's getting the Fresca.
But yeah, we've never had a film series that's gone on as long as this. So I think it's something
we've never had a podcast on this network that's gone on as long as this.
Fine, I quit.
I don't know. That's not true.
No, it's absolutely not true. Hey, if you like Trailer Dump, what?
Don't oversell it, Frank.
I'm waiting. If you like Trailer Dump, why? Leave us a 5-star review and a comment.
Thank you. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night, Al.
Good night.
Good night, Moon. Good night, McCloud.
Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
This has been a non-productive media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.